Aloha and welcome to Heia Fish Pond.
Hi'ile Kavelo is executive director of Pai Pai o He'e'ia, Friends of the Fish Pond, who have been clearing the site of invasive mangrove and restoring the crumbling rock and coral fish pond wall, the Kuapa, for more than a dozen years.
It's 88 acres in size, and we've restored pretty much from where we're standing now all the way out to where you see the mangrove start again, where that kind of big pile of coral is. That's about 3,000 feet, so almost halfway.
Restoration of the fish pond wall started in 2005 and involved students and community volunteers on the weekends. It's hard physical work in the sun, rain, and wind, much like it was 800 years ago when the fish pond was first built. Marianne Nano from the Hawaii Conservation Alliance is leading the tour.
There's your foundational rocks, which is the niho. These are like very, very heavy rocks, like 100 plus pounds. And then you have the kukulu, or the alo rocks, which are kind of your mid-sized rocks. And then you have your top rocks, which are your papalea, which are your hat rocks.
The walls are angled on both sides for stability, and so far, three makahas have been restored. They're the seawater inlets or gateways where the fish enter the fish pond and are later harvested. Restoration of a large break in the center of the wall following a 1965 flood is on hold pending federal permitting to allow rocks to be hauled to the repair site. Kanoe Malani, one of the original volunteers, said the progress is amazing.
I used to work here when I was going to Samuel Manaya Kalani Kumukau Public Charter School. And we used to come every Friday to do work over here, and it's a trip to see what it looks like now, because when I was coming here, I could not see the wall. It was just overgrown with mangrove.
Serena Dietrich, a law enforcement specialist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says it was her first visit to a fish pond since she arrived on Oahu 4 months ago, and she hopes to return as a volunteer.
I'm not sure where they would need my help, but I guess restoring the wall, whatever needs to be restored, that would be interesting to help and learn more.
Delphine Berbigier, originally from Paris and currently a Maui resident since October, says the fish pond brings people together and she supports efforts to restore the aina.
I'm pretty amazed by the ahupua'a system, and I think it's great that some people are trying to restore that system. It's an uphill battle, I guess.
Restoration of the second half of the fish pond wall will start soon, but it's covered with some of the thickest mangrove in the world and is choking off the fresh water stream that's critical to maintaining the brackish fish pond water for herbivorous fish. Executive Director Covello says the work will be ongoing using a traditional Native Hawaiian concept of time.
Our people aren't going anywhere, and so it's sort of like, take the time, you do things right, go through the process, and then hopefully if everything pans out, you have the next generation to take it up after Pai Pai O He'eia or I'm gone. You got to invest in the community, yeah? Because it's not just about us and our time here, it's about forever and ever and ever.
Covello says raising oysters in the fish pond is possible in the very near future, but mangrove removal and wall restoration will continue for the next 10 to 15 years. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.